This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbour.
Let's get it on. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody.
How about if I turn this thing on?
Can I get an approval of the agendas presented?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further comment? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes of the May 7th, 2024 regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any additional comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? New business, mural repair contract.
Well, I think Julie's has that finally got it straight. Mayor and Council does have an open end of minimum bid of $5,510. The maximum bid of $9,345. So depending on the number of hours it takes, you could be approving $9,345. With a $2,500 deposit required now. Okay?
Gotcha. Mr. Kerbin, I noticed, I should have brought this up earlier, but I noticed the contract makes no reference to the owner of the building. And I just wonder if there's, you know, if these people are not really concerned that they're going to come out and run you off or anything. But
well, legally, we have an easement on the building.
You have an easement to go in and do anything you want to with that.
Right. So, we have an easement on the wall for right. The purpose of placing them in the mural.
Can I get a motion to do that? Can I get a motion to accept the bid? It would be between the city and Aaron and Jenny Worker, Marshall Kelly, to not exceed $9,345.
I'll move that.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add, and maybe this is the wrong time, but that $2,500 deposit, if we can get that on tonight's bills, add that on to tonight's bills so we get them going on when we get to that point. Just to bring that up to we get down to the approval of things tonight.
Do you want to amend your motion to include the deposit?
Yes, I will amend my motion to include the $2,500 deposit.
And the conditions to the bill list tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And I'll second.
All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
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 Opposed? There we go. There we go. One project down. Ordinance 1416, first reading, an ordinance providing an annual appropriations bill for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024. Be it ordained by the governing body of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, that there is hereby apportioned out of the city treasury, not otherwise provided for or apportioned the following sums of money, or as much therefore as may be necessary in each case for the payments of the following items of the city expense for the current year to wit, in the total amount of $17,571,568. Can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1461 on the first reading?
I would move. So move.
I would second with the correction. It's Ordinance 1417.
1417. My apologies.
It's wrong on the agenda.
1417 for the press and public.
have a motion and a second. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, 1417 on first reading, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? One reading down. Okay. Ms. Jennifer, I know you want to come and talk to us.
Always.
I got a whole stack of stuff with your name signed all over it.
Always. I got a whole lot of stuff with my name signed all over it. Begin first. That's my tricks.
And this is for a Longmire Days request. We're happy to see Longmire Days back. It's a street closure, East Fetterman from Main to Lobbin, 7 a.m. on July 19th through 6 p.m. on July 21st. Street closure, Angus from Western to Burritt, July 19th, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. The parade, July 20th, 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Western to Angus, Angus to Main, Main to Fort, Fort to Bomber Mountain Civic Center parking lot. A designated open container at the Sports Field Complex on July 20th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Designated open container on July 18th through the 21st from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Main Street downtown. See the attached map. And what say you, ma'am?
Where do you want to start? I said let's just all approve them all right now. One motion.
We're
doing basically the same thing we do every year. We've spoken to the businesses along the road closures. One is for food trucks, one is for our 5K. We've had to move our softball game down to the baseball complex because the traveling team may be using the Brzezinski Field. So that's really the only change this year. All alcohol be served according to city ordinance during for the hours and be served by licensed establishments.
And the chief's on board?
Yeah, absolutely.
And public works?
Yeah.
You're okay with it?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you that if I have to run for the 4K just as well as if I have to run for my life, it's not going to end well.
Well, maybe we'll get some bears to chase us. That's the only way I'm running. But you can also walk. It's also a fun walk, fun run. It gets people on the trail and up toward the mountains, and we have volunteers that come and clean up after them. And we're not using any paint, nothing like that. We put signs out and pull them when we're done. Okay. So no damage to any property.
Can I get a consent motion to approve the Longmire Days request as listed?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Boom. Welcome, Longmire.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Kimonos Pancake Breakfast, Statham Street Closure Request 720. And 8-3 from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. behind the museum. This is a normal thing that goes along with Longmire Days. If you want to have your pancakes, go to Longmire too.
And the other one's for the fair, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't recommend eating a bunch of pancakes and going on the run, but...
No, I won't do that.
I'll stay and eat the pancakes. You guys can go on the run. Can I get a motion to approve the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast? As written, Adam Street Closure Request, 720 and 8-3 from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. behind the museum.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion in 2 seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ms. Carey.
Thank you. So I'm concerned about these smart water meters. From what I've been reading, doing a lot of research, unfortunately there isn't a lot out about the smart water meters, but there is quite a bit out there about smart electric meters and gas meters, and a lot of really bad things. First, I want to say that this handout is incorrect. There's not a strict hard line between ionizing is damaging and non-ionizing is non-damaging. That's not true. It's all dependent upon the frequency. And also, if the signal is pulsed because you're getting a big burst of energy with each pulse. So this is not quite correct. But I appreciate you putting it together. And unfortunately, I don't have any handouts for you. My printer is on the fritz. And so I have a lot of references, which I will get to Ms. Silbernagle. So I had to take photographs of them, and I apologize. Okay, so first, thank you for the letter. I did receive that. Ms. Silbernagle shared that with me on email. The one thing is, though, that the first time Ms. Silbernagle quoted something to me, a city ordinance, she quoted one that does not apply. And that has to do that the city determines the type of meter. And it doesn't apply because are you catching me? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. The section it's under is for new water installations. So brand new water installations. So in the letter, an entirely different ordinance was quoted. And that the one that she first quoted was 2712, I believe. But in the letter I received, it quoted section 2728B. It shall be unlawful for any person to obstruct or refuse to allow authorized representatives of the City of Buffalo during reasonable business hours to inspect, read, or repair said water meters. And then it goes on to talk about penalty and EPA requirements. So it doesn't say anything here about replacement of water meters. Now, maybe you think that's a minor thing. It's not. Because this is an entirely different technology than what's being used now on the current water meters. So again, I highly suggest that the city has a public meeting where the public can come forward with their questions, where you can present information such as this and other information that I found on the website, so we can get our questions answered. And I still, after talking with a number of folks, including Kevin Kosarok at Metron Farnier, who is installing meters. I don't know if they make the meters, but they're installing them. And with Jenny Benton this morning, it seems that no one really knows what frequency these signals will be sent on. So I looked it up on the website, Metron Farnier, and it depends upon the water meter type. But the one that Jenny told me would be used. Again, I apologize for having this on my phone. This is terrible. Ranged in the frequency range that is damaging to human tissue. I have one reference here. Again, I apologize. I'll have these for Ms. Silbernagle. Effect of ultra-high frequency mobile phone radiation on human health. And I didn't capture the journal it was in. But it talks about how in the range... Oh, it's going to give me a hard time. I apologize. This is crazy. And I can't open it again. Anyways, I will get that information to you. So this information I got directly off the website and this reference as well. So the frequencies that are going to be used will be in the range that it can damage living tissue. In addition, there's some question about exactly how many times this will pulse a day. Both Kevin and Jenny said that it would pulse once a day and then twice on the day that it's read. However, on the website, talking about these meters, it can either pulse once every minute or once every 5 minutes. So if it pulses every 5 minutes, that's 288 pulses a day. If it pulses every minute, that's 1,440 pulses a day. So depending on where this meter is going to be in the house, this could have quite an effect on the residents within the house. So in conclusion, these will damage human tissues. You have no authority to force these upon us, and I will not comply. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
None for me.
Thank you.
Reports, Mr. Kirby.
No reports.
It's pretty easy.
Our council having a report. Sounds like spring cleanup days was a success again. We got through that. And then we also have one more week to do the comprehensive plan survey. So if you haven't done that yet, please get on that and do that. So.
Chief.
Mayor and council, I have the reports tonight. There's several active investigations that we can't currently talk about yet. I'd love to answer any questions you might have about the campaign. Thank you.
Mr. Silvernagel.
Mayor and council, more of an update. We did receive our permit to construct from DEQ for the wells project. So that's one step closer to here, and a few more pieces of paper, and we'll be able to go to bid with it. So that's moving forward. We did get the ponds cleaned at the wastewater plant, so they're cleaned out and back online, and that went well. And we did start on Sunset, and so did the rain. So we just started on Monday. So I don't know if Brent has anything to add to that, but it's
they don't pretty need a water truck.
Yeah, so I need a water truck. So other than that, that's really all I have. Unless you got any questions?
I noticed in this mural contract, and I should have asked this earlier, but that you're obligated to provide a scissor lift or something for 60 days?
Yeah, that's correct. We'll need to supply a lift for them for the time that they need it. I don't know how many days that'll be, but if we don't...
So zero period, not to exceed 60 days.
Yeah, so no more than that. And it's not a scissor lift, but a boom lift. And so if we don't have one of those, we will have to contract that through a rental company or something.
Oh.
So a little extra cost there.
Yeah.
Because we don't have anything like
that. You don't have one.
Brent, any updates?
That was it.
Good. With that, any oral written comments? We got a couple.
I just have one. My name's Natasha. I am from Bonds Brewing. I manage Bonds Brewing Company up the road here. I apologize, I did not get this submitted in time for the meeting minutes, but we are having our one-year anniversary party next Friday on the 31st. I'm requesting a noise variance for a band that we will be placing outside from about 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
What day is that?
Friday the 31st. We will have our parking lot blocked off for people to be outside, but we will not be invading the surrounding streets whatsoever.
Okay. Just the noise.
Just the noise for a few hours.
Chief, any issues? I think we can add this on. Can I get a motion to approve the noise ordinance for Bonds Brewing for their one-year anniversary party on Friday the 31st from 4 to
9 p.m.
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion?
It's going to be a country music, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And some classic rock.
George Jones is coming.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any other oral written comments?
Mayor, Council, my name is Edison Elder. I'm here to represent the Buffalo Community Rink again. Thank you for having me. I did speak with Mrs. Silbernager. We thought that it was best for me not to get on the minutes for today's agenda, so, but there were a couple of things that I wanted to publicly let you guys know. One, we are still here. We're still conducting events and programs. We're operating ball hockey this time of year. We have upped those programs to Thursdays and Sundays at 6:30 until everybody gets tired. Usually it lasts about an hour and a half or so. We've had good attendance for those. We've been running them for a couple of weeks now. And we're excited to announce that we're doing a ball hockey kickoff event. It's kind of like a dry land event where we are going to be introducing members of the community to what we're trying to do. We're focusing that towards the youth so that they can, if they are involved in the ice hockey community, they can have things to work on in the summertime, as well as just getting everybody introduced to what we're doing with the ball hockey, that it's a very low barrier of entry. There's no equipment required. We're just doing it with tennis shoes and a stick. If you don't have a stick, we do have plenty to provide for anybody that wants to join us. So wanted to let you know that's going to be happening on the 8th, Saturday the 8th. That's going to be going from 10 a.m. until probably the early afternoon, depending upon the number of participants that we have. We're doing it in two-hour blocks so that we can service all of the different age groups that we're marketing towards. So I wanted to get that publicly out there that we're still providing events for the community and, like I said, different things. So the other thing that I wanted to do is, as I've mentioned, I've been in contact with Mrs. Silbernagel, and I have requested that we have a breakout session to discuss our organization and the agreement that we could hopefully form with the city. I think it would be best to get everybody in the room so that we can discuss that and make sure that all of your questions are answered in that kind of a forum so that we can truly hope to get everybody on the same page with what we're trying to accomplish and what we can hopefully add to the city and in the efforts of working with the council and not against it. We want to make sure that everybody's on the same page before we continue to do any work so that we can continue to pursue an agreement with the city that is amenable to everyone so that we can continue to offer what we believe to be a really great service for all of the different seasons. We're an all-season facility that we think serves the public really well. So we're excited to offer more events, and hopefully we can get a meeting scheduled so that we can get everybody on the same page.
Yeah. I will ask that if we can get the best days available for you coming up, and then I encourage the council to work through the clerk's office to try and get something scheduled.
Absolutely.
As soon as possible.
We're pretty open as far as our schedules go. You know, I'm willing to take time off of work if it's during the work day in order to meet with you guys and get some of these things ironed out. So whatever, if it's during normal business hours, that's fine. We just need to get something scheduled so that we can plan our calendars accordingly. But other than that, we're definitely willing to work with you. So perfect. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Are there any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral written comments. Hearing no more oral written comments. Announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting May 28th at 1 p.m. Department Head meeting June 4th at 7 a.m. City County meeting June 18th at 7 a.m. City Council meetings are June 4th and the 18th at 5 p.m. Again, the City Comprehensive Plan Survey is available through May. City Council filing period, May 16th through the 31st. City offices are closed May 27th. Julie says it's for Memorial Day. I thought it was for my birthday. She wins. And May 29th, just a reminder, the YDOT Main Street meeting at the library. It's 6 p.m., I do believe. Council, is there anything else to bring before?
It's at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. I have it. Come at 5. You're not going to be late.
Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There's no more business before the council tonight. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Have a good evening.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.